This is MC Fontaine on Audio Mo, day 30. It's the last day of Audio Mo. And it's a busy day for me. I'm off to Bletchley Park to make some recordings today. McAfee have sponsored one of the exhibits at Bletchley about cyber security and security, I think, for in education. So it's the launch event for that today. So what I shall probably do is share some little snippets of my day with you all, I think. It'd probably be easiest. I've got my coffee, so I'm ready to go. So for now, it's a little bye. Well, I'm at Bletchley Park now. I'm just walking around the lake. That accordion you could hear was one of the new soundscapes they've got playing around the site. So dotted around the park, they've got different hidden speakers. So there's another one here.
I'm a little nervous, to be honest.
It'll be fine.
Perhaps you could hold my hand.
Just hold on to my arm.
I've got you. Don't you worry.
That one's supposed to be a wartime romance. I think it's a couple skating on the lake. But wouldn't be skating today. It's a nice sunny day. Ducks are out. Say hello to Audio Mode ducks. And now off to go and do some work. I've just nipped outside to sit down in a shady breeze for a few minutes before everything starts. It's a really good setup today, so there's a sound man there with a desk. Makes my life an awful lot easier because I just literally give him a lead and I can run a line off his desk. So I've not got to mess about recording the talks today. I can just press record and off I go. But it gets a little warm in the ballroom at Bletchley sometimes, and especially if you're wearing a suit as I am today. It's weird, when I became a freelancer I thought never have to wear a suit again. Well, apart from weddings maybe and funerals. But I'm suited and booted quite literally today. So I shall nip back in a minute after I finish this coffee. Well, 10:15. That's St Mary's Church, which is just behind Bletchley. Catch up with the rest of this later. Bye.
My role, briefly, is to just remind you of where you are and what it is about Bletchley Park that really does make it unique. This is the site and this is the place where truly great events, great achievements happened. In this place, in this building, on this site, in these huts, in these blocks. The contribution to victory in World War II, and of course the ushering in of the technological revolution and the IT age. By any standards, this is a big deal to talk about such subjects. These are not routine issues. 2 weeks ago, on the 18th of June, we ushered in a new age for Bletchley Park and the Bletchley Park Trust with the relaunch of our regenerated site, which you can see around you. It's quite hard for you, unless you've been here before, to realise what it was like when it wasn't regenerated. And of course, symbolised on this occasion by HRH, the Duchess of Cambridge, whose grandmother and great aunt, twin sisters, worked here in 1944 and 1945. So that's a pretty special thing.
I'm honoured to be on stage here with the marvellous Betty Webb, who I think, you know, one of the original female cyber defenders. So, Betty, I have some questions for you. How did you come to be here working at Bletchley Park?
Well, I've been trying to find out ever since. 73 years on, and people still ask me this question, and I honestly do not know why I was selected, except possibly because I'm bilingual. I think they probably thought I was good enough to come to Bletchley and do some translating, but in fact I didn't in the end. I did other things, but to answer your question, I think that is probably why I was selected. But none of us really knew, apart from senior people, of course. But I'd done my training in the Auxiliary Territorial Service, and then it was a question of whether you want to be a gunner or a cook, and I said I didn't know. And the next thing I knew, I was being interviewed in London and given a railway warrant to come to Bletchley, about which I had never heard, and I certainly didn't know what was going on behind the wire fence.
Oh, what painless recording. Give a lead to the sound man. Stick a recorder in. Bob's your uncle. So I'm just wandering back down to the other end of the site now, where they're going to give a tour of the new exhibit. So just going to record some of that for August's podcast, actually, not July. July's full already, so this will be going in the following month's episode. Just walking by the lake again now. That's not someone relieving themselves, that is actually a fountain in the middle of the lake. Oh, this is brilliant. I carried it.
Well, don't
it. I'm the one who spilt it in the saucer as well.
Never mind. Don't do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, you worked as a staff, you say, Joe, when you were here.
I wasn't in the house. I was holding it against you.
It's,
you're up to it again, aren't you?
He is. He's trying to grab it before you go.
I'm trying to just quickly... Yeah. That's quite nice. Same as when I arrived at Bletchley. Some accordion accompaniment for my audio mo. So I'm just going to hit the road now and drive back home and turn around a little audio clip in an hour or so for Bletchley, get that up online. But I thought it'd be nice just to say how brilliant it's been, I think, this year's audio mo. Because it is remarkable being just hearing new voices that, you know, I've never heard before, discovering new people, you know, like people like Lee and Art, where Lee's recording her husband Art. Audio Mo and Audio Boo are allowing them to be able to save those memories, and that's something that's really important to me. That's why I produce Bletchley Park podcast, so I can save those stories of the veterans. So I'm going to sign off now and
thanks especially to Ern, our leader. Thanks for thinking this up. Thanks for sticking with it. And happy Mo to everyone.